This was embarrassing. I mean, a guy never wants to admit that a cat might be right about anything. And when the cat really is right, it's even worse.
What do you say now, Hanky?
My mind was tumbling. At last, I came up with the perfect response. Okay, Pete. Up the tree.
Now, Hanky.
Up the tree, you little pestilence. He didn't move, so I barked in his face. Another of my train horns applications. He arched his back and hissed and... Okay, maybe he landed a lucky punch to the end of my nose. Several lucky punches. They hurt like crazy, but I didn't care. The important thing is that I chased him 20 yards to the west and ran him up a chinaberry tree. There, and let that be a lesson to you. He smirked down at me.
What's the lesson, Hanky?
The lesson is that when you try to mess with the mind of a dog, you pay a terrible price.
But, Hanky, it's so much fun and so easy.
Oh, yeah? We'll try it again sometime and we'll just see what happens. He batted his eyes.
Chicken dinner.
Never mind the rest. I had parked the local cat in a tree and had served the cause of justice. Holding my head at a proud angle, I marched away from the scene, knowing in my deepest heart that I had won another huge moral victory over the cat. I made my way down the hill toward the... Boy, a guy forgets how much damage a cat can do with those claws. Ouch. I made my way down the hill, strolled into the lobby of the security division's vast office complex, and rode the elevator up to the 12th floor. There I found my assistant standing with his nose in the corner. When I entered the office, he pulled away from the corner and gave me his usual silly grin. Oh, goody, my time's up. Your time's not up. Get back in the corner.
Oh, drat.
I fluffed up my gunny sack bed, did three turns around it, and collapsed. Ah, yes. Ah, this is the good life. Peace, quiet, and a loving gunny sack. Drover, hold my calls, and good night. I stretched out on my bed and prepared to release my grip on the world.
What happened to your nose?
I cracked open one eye. I beg your pardon.
What happened to your nose?
Drover, what makes you think something happened to my nose?
Well, it looks all beat up.
I lifted my head and beamed him a glare. If you must know, I wrecked the cat, and in the process, I sustained a few minor cuts and bruises.
They look pretty major to me.
They're minor. A small price to pay for humbling the cat. Good night. Again, I closed my eyes and began floating out into a sea of...
I'm getting a crick in my neck.
I don't care.
Can I take my nose out of the corner?
No!
I hate this.
Remember that the next time you're tempted to spear off a...
Are you asleep?
Huh?
What's that sound? Hank?
With great effort, I raised my head and cranked open the outer doors of my eyes. I blinked several times and glanced around. Oh, where are we?
Oh, under the gas tanks. Our same old bedroom. I guess you fell asleep.
Yes, of course. Suddenly my left ear shot up. Drover, I don't want to alarm you, but I'm picking up an odd sound.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, two odd sounds. The hum of a distant motor and also a certain crackling sound. I jacked myself up to a standing position and homed in on the mysterious sounds. They seemed to be coming from the direction of the corral.